USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was assured by Iraqi leaders in a phone call Tuesday that they would guarantee the safety of American personnel in Iraq after Iraqi Shiite militiamen broke into the U.S. embassy compound in Baghdad. Daniel Hoffman is a former chief of station with the CIA. He tells Fox News Iran has been causing chaos in the Middle East for the last couple months.
They have ratcheted up the pressure with roughly 11 attacks on Iraqi bases, which house U.S. contractors and U.S. service personnel over the last couple of months. Secretary Pompeo very clearly warned Iran earlier this month that the United States would respond with decisive action in the event that these proxy militants continued to target our people.
More than 1 million people are expected to attend tonight's New Year's Eve bash in New York City in Times Square. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is reportedly filing new claims with the immigration courts seeking to begin deportation proceedings against several people who fall under DACA under the assumption that the DACA rules will be allowed to expire without congressional action. New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights for bars and house parties across the country. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up their DUI patrols. Alberto Gutierre is Arizona's director of the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and he tells ABC 15 News out of Phoenix there's really no reason these days to be drinking and driving.
Uber, Lyft, designated driver, be careful what you do. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of beers, some glasses of wine, but don't overdo it, because in these days, you know, an arrest can really be horrible for your life and your work and everything else you do.
Gutierrez also says in some states a DUI arrest will get you some time behind bars as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Enjoy the celebrations as you ring in the new year, but also keep an eye on your vehicle. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains why.
Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau tells us more vehicles are stolen at New Year's than any other day of the year. Why is that?
So many people go out New Year's Eve and get sideways, they can't even remember their name, much less where they parked their car.
Jerry Hagans of the Texas Department of Insurance has a theory about why so many vehicle thefts on this one day.
People are celebrating indoors for New Year's Eve parties, and they're not driving in their cars, so their cars may be unattended.
Scafidi tells us motorists in California have the biggest concern.
California, from the minute we started taking statistics, has been the number one state for auto thefts, probably since the wheel was invented.
Hagans tells us Christmas is the day for the least number of vehicles stolen.
Car thieves don't want to work on Christmas like the rest of us do.
I'm John Clemens.
Utah is celebrating the one-year anniversary of implementing the lowest drunk driving threshold in the United States. On this date last year, the state law making it illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level above 0.05 went into effect.
On average, the state of Utah, in total, all law enforcement agencies probably arrest about 10,000 DUIs a year. And we're, you know, within the ballpark of that this year, maybe a little bit more than that.
That's Colonel Michael Rappich of the Utah Highway Patrol. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.